Whether it's the love of dogs or the excitement of competition, the Iditarod has made its way into the classroom. Creative teachers incorporate the theme into math, reading, geography, or physical education classes. This year, the National Wells Fargo 2006 Teacher on the Trail is Terry Hanke. She's a physical education teacher and golf coach at North High School in Eau Claire. She's been putting lesson plans on the Iditarod.com website since last fall. And over the next month, she's in Alaska following the racers from Anchorage to Nome.
My means of transportation will either be a bush plane or a snow machine. Unfortunately, no dogs. I might find something marsh, but, you know, we'll have to see. But, you know, I'll have my digital camera and I'll have my computer and whatever it takes for internet access. And while I'm on the trail, I'm sort of every student around the country and actually around the nation, internationally too. I am their personal reporter.
Some of Terry Hanke's lesson plans encourage students to read certain books, learn about calories, kilometers, and temperature. They study the countries where the 88 mushers or sled drivers live. The plans are based on specific academic standards spelled out in the instructions. Sixth grade students in North Star Middle School teacher Andrew Hawley's classroom will be picking a male or female musher to follow through the internet. Last year, via video conference, his students were able to talk directly to those on the trail at certain checkpoints.
Most kids are excited about being able to track their musher on a daily basis because we have the technological capability to get those updates and not only find out what checkpoint they're at, but find out if a dog was dropped or not. Kids are incredibly compassionate, especially towards the health of the dogs.
Because there are groups that claim the sled dogs are not treated humanely, students look into how the dogs are raised and trained. And they'll read books based on Alaska and blizzards, or create their own short stories based on a dog or person. Sixth grade English teacher Kim Hagen says the thoughts that come out in their writing are amazing.
The thing that they don't understand is the distance. And I think our math teachers have helped that tremendously by the graph that we have on our 300-foot wall. I think that when you say, oh, the dogs will be running 1,100 miles, you have to be able to say, well, that's like from here to Disney World or from here to some place that some of them have been.
Some schools have students do a symbolic race using a lap of the gym as a mile of the Iditarod. It's always over 1,000 miles depending on which route the mushers travel. The race, though, is officially listed as 1,049 miles because Alaska was the 49th state. Not all teachers believe in this thematic construction because they say it takes away from concentrating on basic learning skills. But Kim Hagen says most sixth graders relate well to real-life experiences that captivate their imagination.
Our current reading textbook is divided into six themes. Two of the six are courage, endurers, and dreamers. And the Iditarod fits right into both of those. The Doers and Dreamers section has Amelia Earhart in it, things she wanted to do. That would have been probably the Iditarod of the 1930s, is the unexplored adventures of the airplane.
Teacher Terry Hanke's adventure is designed to provide some intangible benefits to students as well.
I have a picture of the dogs going through these trees and the snow is deep, and I happen to be mushing the sled. So they're looking over the backs of the dogs, and I say, well, you know, there are three rules to mushing. The first one is, don't let go. The second one is, don't let go. And then I ask them what the third one is, and of course they all respond, don't let go. And I always try to emphasize that not only should you not let go of the sled, because you don't want to lose your dog team, but you should never let go of your dreams.
Meanwhile, Terry Hanke has now been in Alaska for about a week. Her first assignment for the Iditarod.com website was covering the junior Iditarod, where she says temperatures reached 20 below zero. The adult sled dog race kicks off this Saturday. Mushers push off every 2 minutes, dressed in clothes that handle temperatures from 40 above to 40 below. The first finishers could reach Nome in 9 to 12 days. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.